Okay, we're in Hilchos Yontov, Perek Zayin, and we're in the middle of the various halachas that have to do with Chol HaMoed. And as we mentioned in the previous discussion, there are many heterim that exist for Malacha and Chol HaMoed. And the Rambam is going to continue going through some of these. And then eventually, by Perek Ches, we're going to get into a little more insofar as what Tircha Yisera is, which means actions that require lots of effort. Okay, so in Halacha Tesvav, he says, Osin kol tzorcha yameis b'moed. So you're allowed to take care of anything necessary for the burial of a body on Chol HaMoed itself. So for example, gozin sa'aro, mechapsin ksusov, osin lo aron. So just as an example, you can make the coffin, or what do you call it, or cut its hair. V'imlo hayu lahem nesarim, mevin koros v'nosrim hem, nesarim b'tzinna b'socha bayis. This is also a famous question by Maris Ayin, but basically, if you don't have any boards, you're allowed to bring beams of wood in to make boards, as long as you're privately inside your house. V'imaya adam b'fursam, osim afil b'shuk. But if he's a well-known person, if people know who this individual is, they would actually be allowed to construct it in a public environment. In course in eights minayar lin sarimenu luchos aron, but I couldn't, for instance, cut down a tree to then go ahead and get beams out of it to then make the boards to make the aron. And as well, in chutz ben avonim livnos behen keber, and you're not allowed to go to a rock quarry to axe out or to pick out stones to go ahead and then make the tombstone out of that. Halacha tezayin. Similarly, Ein Roen, and someone mentioned this yesterday, Ein Roen as a Nagayim b'moed, right? You're not allowed to go ahead and actually inspect, a Kohen can't go inspect potential tzaras issues on Chol HaMoed, Shema Yimsa Tameh, because what can happen is it could be that the person is Tameh, V'nimsa Chago Nepach Le'evel. It's amazing halacha. And as a result of finding out that this person is Tameh, what will happen is now their time of happiness will go ahead and be transformed to a time of Avelis. Ve'en nosen nashim lo miyavnim amoe, kiddush lishachiach, simcha sachag, simcha nesuin. Another important halacha, marriages and yibum ceremonies are forbidden on Chol HaMoed for the simple reason that we don't want the simcha of the chag to take second place to the simcha of the marriage. Aval machzer hu es grushaso. But what you're allowed to do is you're allowed to go ahead and get married to someone that you divorced. Umarisin nashim moed, and that's the other one. You're allowed to do erisin, which we'll call engagement, as well during Chol HaMoed. Uvach lo yaseh sudas erusin, velo sudas nisuin, kedei shlo yarev simcha acheres b'simcha sachad. And as long as you don't make a sudas erisin or a sudas nisuin, these two meals are a problem because, again, you're mixing. And there's another halachic principle of emu arvin simcha l'simcha. You're mixing up one simcha with another simcha, and that would be prohibited to do one Chol HaMoed. Okay, halachi yitzayim. This actually is certainly a little more practical. Emu galchin v'emechazim amoed. So as many know, you're not allowed to, now literally giluach either means cutting hair or shaving, depending on the translation, but we'll learn it as cutting hair, and you can't do laundry on Chol HaMoed. Now the reason why is, Gzera Shema Yishaw Adam Atzmo L'soch HaMoed, right? V'yavo Yontov Rishon V'humanuvo. And the reason why you can't do these things on Chol HaMoed is because if someone were allowed to do it on Chol HaMoed, then what he would do is he would wait, what do you call it, till Chol HaMoed to, let's say, shave, and he would go into Yontov Rishon, what do you call it, in a state of being manuvo, which means like unkempt. The V'ikach kol mi she'i efshar lo l'galeach l'chabes be'erev Yontov. Therefore, like let's say, for example, my intention was to shave on Erev Yontov, but my Norelko broke. So in that situation, then certainly it would be permitted to go ahead and shave on Chol HaMoed. So it's only if, and it's an interesting halacha, it's not an absolute. It's only if a person experientially was able to do it and chose not to do it. Otherwise, it would be permitted. Malachi Yudches, so Ketzad, so what's an example of this? So Avel Shachal Shvi'i Shalo Lios B'Yom Tov O Shachal Lios B'Erev Yom Tov. So someone who's sinning Shiva and the end of their Shiva comes, let's say, on Yom Tov, Avrehu Shabbos, or let's say it's Erev Yom Tov and that's Shabbos, Shi Efshar L'Galeach, okay, and he had no opportunity to shave. Or V'Habav B'Bedinas Hayam, let's say you just came back from, what do you call it, from America, As long as, of course, the person was on business and things like that. Someone, for instance, who gets out of jail. Or, for instance, someone who was in Nidoy, who was basically a mini form of Cherem, and he wasn't out of it until Chol HaMoed. Or let's say someone made a shvua that he would not go ahead and do any laundry, for example, and he forgot or didn't ask a chacham to matir the neder. All these situations, and of course you can extrapolate practical situations today, but the point is the only time the isser of doing laundry or shaving or getting a haircut on Chol HaMoed applies is in a situation where a person couldn't take, was able to take care of it for him. These are all examples in Lach Yuchas where he couldn't take care of these things before Yantav started, and therefore it's permitted to go ahead and do them on Chol HaMoed. So Lach Yates, so Vekulon, in all these situations, Shahayalan Penai Legaleach Kodem Rego, Velo Galchu Asurin. So in every one of these situations, even if the guy got out of jail, let's say he got out of jail on Tuesday, so he's got, and let's say Yantav is Thursday, he has time to go ahead and shave, then it wouldn't apply. Aval ha-nazir v'ha-mitzora she-gi-azman tig-la-chasan b'im-bisoch-ha-moed b'im-kodim regal api she-hayo-lehem-penayim mutarin l'galeach-moed shlo-yishu korbanoseim. Okay, so this is a little bit of an exception. But let's say, you have, for instance, you have a nazir, and by a nazir, he doesn't shave or take a haircut for 30 days. Let's say the time for that to happen is actually before the regal starts, and he had time to go ahead and take care of his hair prior to the start of the regal. Nonetheless, we give him a pass, and he's allowed to take care of it on the regal, on the Chol HaMoed itself, because of the issue of pushing off the korban. And anyone who leaves the state of Tumah to Tara, it's permitted for them to go ahead and get a haircut or shave on Chol HaMoed. The katan shenolad bein moed, bein moed, bein lefnei moed, mutar l'galach Chol HaMoed. You're allowed to cut a kid's hair. Okay, what do you call it? Whether it's on Moed or before Moed, whether he could have done it beforehand, it's, you'll have to do it on Chol HaMoed itself. It's really talking about like a baby. Vanshi Mishmar, Shalma Mishmar son. So the Kohanim who are serving the Beis HaMikdash on their, let's say, 2-week time of service, who finish their work, Bisocha Moed, and they finish it during Chol HaMoed, Mutar on the Galeach, and they're allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed, Nesha Anshi Mishmar Asur on the Galeach B'Shabbos Shalhen. Because specifically, for Kohanim, they're not allowed to go ahead and cut their hair during the week that they work. And actually, the whole reason why this came about, it's interesting, the Rambam ends with it, the origins of the practice of not shaving was because of the Anshi Mishmar, as brought down in the Gemara. Okay, Lachachof, Mutar Litol Safa B'Chol HaMoed. So for those wanting to ask the question about their mustaches, you're actually allowed to trim your mustache on Chol HaMoed. Velitol tziparnayim v'afilo b'kli. And you're allowed to cut your nails, even if you use a nail cutter. Umaberes ha'isha ha'seyar mi'beis ha'shecha mi'beis ha'erba b'en bi'a b'en b'kli. And a woman is allowed to go ahead and remove, let's say, pubic hair or hair underneath her arms, whether she uses her fingers or whether she uses, let's say, a kli. V'osa kol tach shiteya b'moed, and she can use any type of makeup on Chol HaMoed, kochelas, ufokeses, umaveres, srak, alpanea, the tofelas, atzma, besid. All these are examples of different kinds of makeup. I don't think they're really used today. Riotzebov, vahu, shetucha, lekafla, b'moed. As long as the matter to use makeup on Chol HaMoed exists, as long as she, all this stuff is removable, as long as it can come off, then she's allowed to do it on Chol HaMoed. Halacha Chaf Aleph, now in terms of kvisa, and laundering clothes, hazavim v'azavos v'anidos v'hayodos v'chola olim mituma latara b'socha moed. So, for instance, let's take anida as an example, as an example of a going from tuma to tara case, or any one of these cases where you're going from tuma to tara, hare elu mutar l'chabes. You're allowed to do laundry, okay? Umisha ein lo elo chalak echad reizim v'chabso moed. That's more, I'd say, actually, there's practicality extrapolated from this as well, that let's say a person only has one shirt, or in our case, let's say one shirt left that's clean, then you can go ahead and wash that on Chol HaMoed. Mitpachos ha'yadayim, mitpachos ha'svarim, mitpachos ha'svag, harei elu mutar l'chabes moed. So for instance, certain types of towels, rags, towels you wash your hands with, these are all permitted to go ahead and wash on Chol HaMoed. As well, you're allowed to, wash, we'll call them your undergarments, okay? Let's say underwear and undershirt. You're allowed to do laundry on moed with them. They should shrichan kibus tamid. I feel in this chavs erev yantov because they need to constantly be laundered. Now, of course, their idea klei pishon is a little different than ours, but there are those who paskin that for sure. You're allowed to go ahead and do laundry on these things on chol moed. Okay, Allah is now get into business. Ein osin schora b'moed bein limkor b'limkos bein liknos. So you're not allowed to go ahead and do business. You really shouldn't do any sort of business on chol moed, whether it's selling or buying. However, v'maya davar, for instance, so let's say someone want to buy a house, you shouldn't do that on chol moed. V'maya davar ha'avod sheino matzli tamid la'achar moed. But let's say it's something that there's a potential loss of an opportunity, and this is something, right, it's not found often. So it's like, there's a Prime Day would be an example on Amazon, where basically it's a huge sale, I think, and it happens once a year. So his examples are, I could go in Sminos, or Shayaros, Shabo, or Shehem, Evach, Shavlatzes. For instance, you have these ships that would come in with merchandise, and they would stay around for a couple days, and then go back out to whatever other country. Umachro Bezul, and they sell cheaply. Alacha B'yoker, or they'll purchase for a high price. So in those situations, it is permitted to do. But we have to be careful. It's easy to take advantage of this. It doesn't by definition mean if there's a sale, I can go ahead and buy something. But it does mean that there's room to be able to take advantage of an opportunity. And you're not allowed to buy, for instance, a house or servants or animals unless they're necessary to be used during the moed itself, which is another thing. In general, that should be a goal for a person when they buy these types of things on chol moed. Halacha chav gimel, mochrei peros, okay, ksus v'kelim, mochrei betzina tzarach moed. So let's say my job is, I'm a seller of, let's say, clothing. I run a small clothing store, so I'm allowed to go ahead and sell these things on chol moed as long as it's done privately. Now, what does that mean? What does betzina here mean? Kein tzadim ha'isa chanos pesucha lezavis ol mavoi poseach edarka. So if the opening of my store goes to, let's say, a mova, which we all know what that is, like an alley, then I can open up normally. Then we have Pesucha L'Rishus Rabim, right? But let's say it opens up into the public, the public area. Poseach Achas V'Noel Achas. So what do? I open up one of the doors and keep the other one closed. V'Erev Yontov Achron Shulchag HaSukkos. Motzi ma'atir sashuk b'peiros or shil kavod yontov, which is another thing halacha on Hoshana Rabbah, okay, which is erev Shmini Atzeres, you're actually allowed to go ahead and take your produce that you would sell and decorate it in the public shuk, okay, because of kavod yontov. It's interesting halacha and mochrei tavlin and mochrein kedarchan for hesia. But when it comes to let's say people who sell spices, that you're allowed to sell publicly like you normally would on chol moed. Malacha chavdalin, kol she'asur la'asoso b'moed, eino omer l'goy la'aso. So that's also a very important chumrah. Anything that's prohibited to do on chol moed, I'm not allowed to ask a goy to do. So you can't ask a non-Jew to do the work for you. The kol she'asur la'asoso b'moed, im ein lo ma yochal, harei ze oseh k'dei parnasaso. And anything that's prohibited to do on chol moed, if I don't have enough to eat, I'm allowed to go ahead and do whatever is necessary in order for me to be able to buy food to eat. And I can also go ahead and do business to the point where it's enough for me to earn my normal living, meaning the minimal necessary. Right, and a rich person is allowed to hire someone who is destitute to work for him. That's how destitute the ani is. So it's interesting. It's an important idea. Someone who has money is allowed to hire somebody who is destitute to work for him in order that he pay him, so that destitute person can go ahead and be able to have enough money to eat. And you're allowed to, for instance, purchase items that, let's say, you wouldn't need to use in chol moed, but in purchasing it, you're ensuring the person who's selling it is able to make enough money for him to be able to buy food for himself. So that would be permitted to do on chol moed. Okay, halacha afay, finishing off the parak. Sochrin asachir ala malacha b'moed la'asosa la'achar moed. So you're allowed to go ahead and hire someone for a job on chol moed, okay, knowing that they're going to do it after chol moed. As long as the person doesn't go ahead and work out, estimate the amount of work he's going to do on Chol HaMoed. All right, he'd have to wait till after Chol HaMoed to get into the details of what is going to be required to do the job. Goy shekibel kibolas miYisrael. So let's say a non-Jew has been hired as a kavlan to work for a Jew. Afilaya chutz l'tchum, even if he's outside the tchum, eino manicho la'asoso b'moed. Doesn't, and no matter what, you can't bring him to do the work on Chol HaMoed. Shekol yodin shemalacha zu shel Yisrael, because everyone will know that the Jew hired the non-Jew, and they'll know this is a malach of a Jew. And then what he'll think is, oh, yeah, the Jew hired the non-Jew to do this work for him on Chol HaMoed. Because people don't know the difference between a day laborer versus someone who's contracted for a complete job. And therefore, because, again, this is a Maris Ayin issue, because of the potential for Maris Ayin, that's why it is prohibited to, in this specific situation, to hire to contract a non-Jew for a job. Okay, Parachas Halacha Aleph, and this brings us to the end of Hilchos Yontov. These are also halachas having to do with Chol HaMoed. These will get a little more into the issue of Tircha. If you recall, the Rambam mentioned at the beginning of Parak Zion that there are issues when it comes to Tircha, that things that are permitted to do, you have to make sure they're not done in a way where they require an excessive amount of labor and effort in bringing about the result. So in Halacha Aleph, he says, Naharos hamoshchin min agamim mutar lahashkos behen bein hashalon b'moed v'hu shelo pasku. Okay, so if you recall, there were certain limitations about irrigation that you're allowed to do on, or not allowed to do on Chol HaMoed. Here what the Rambam is saying is that when you have a small river that flows out from a fixed body of water, like a lake, okay, it's permitted to irrigate dry land. If you recall, that's where it's permitted to do. It's permitted to go ahead and divert that water into the dry field. V'hushu lo pasku means as long as that the water hasn't stopped flowing, as well as of pools. V'chena brechus she'ema samayim overes b'nein mutal hashkos mehen. As well, if there's a pools and there's a irrigation ditch that works its way between the pools, you're allowed to divert that for the fields as well. V'chein brecha she'natzol yibes ashloin v'dayni notefes mutal hashkos mehen beis ashloin acheres. So too, if you had a pool that was created by water that was discharged from a dry area land, you could then divert that water to irrigate other dry land. As long as the stream, which is the source of the water, has not stopped flowing. And that's the key theme here. It's as long as the water is moving on its own, so to speak. As long as there's that movement, so that's why it's mutter to do these diversions of water for the fields. Halacha Beis, Aruga Shechetzia Namach Vetzigavoa. So let's say I have like a field or an area I'm growing, let's say corn, and let's say half of the field is lower and the other half is higher up, okay? Lo Yidla Mi Makom Namach L'Hashkos Makom Gavoa. Mineshu Torech Gadol. So I can't take the water from the bottom field and then bring it up to, draw the water up to water the top field. Because this is considered to be a tircha gedola, something that requires a lot of effort to do. However, I am allowed to go ahead and draw water to irrigate any fields of, let's say, vegetables, assuming I'm going to go ahead and eat them on Chol HaMoed. But if it's simply there, if I'm trying to irrigate the vegetable field or garden just to improve, let's say, for instance, their quality, then that's prohibited to do. So as long as I can make use of that which I'm irrigating on Chol HaMoed, it's permitted to do. Okay, Halacha Gimel, Ein Osin Ugios Beikari HaGefanim Kadeshi Yismalu Mayim. So I'm not allowed to dig. This literally means like a small hole in front of the roots of vines, grapevines, right? So that water will go ahead and collect in those holes. Okay, Vim Haya Asuyos Veniskakalu. But if those pits around the bottom of the grapevines has already been dug and they got filled in, before Chol HaMoed or whatever, before Yontov, I'm allowed to go ahead and misakin them. I can fix them, meaning reopen them up on Chol HaMoed. I just can't make new ones. So too, let's say a pond that got a very tiny pond that got filled with dirt. I'm allowed to go ahead, or let's say an irrigation ditch that got filled with dirt. I'm allowed to fix on a Chol HaMoed. Ketzad, Haisa Amuka Tefa Chofer Ba'ad Shisha. So for instance, let's say, what are other instances where I can go ahead and fix, let's say an irrigation ditch. Let's say it's only one tefach. I'm allowed to, let's say, deepen it to six tefachim. Haisa Amuka Tefachayim Amika Ad Shiva. And if it's, let's say, two tefachim deep, I can make it deep until it's seven tefachim. Umoshkenes Amayim Ilan LeIlan. I can cause water, divert water from tree to tree. Uvachlo Yashkes Kol HaSadeh. As long as I'm not, when I do so, I'm irrigating the entire field. V'maisa Sade Lacha Mutal Hashkes Kula. If the field itself is one that is already watered, I'll be allowed to go ahead and irrigate the entire field. Umarbitzenes HaSadeh Memoed. And I'm allowed to go ahead and sprinkle over a field on Chol HaMoed. Shekol Dvarim Elu Ein Bahen Tereach Yaser. And again, that's the key point, without getting too drawn into the specifics. As long as there's no tircha yisera, that's where things are permitted to go ahead and be done on Chol HaMoed. It's always about whether it's tircha yisera or not. And so all these cases, I know agriculturally, things that we really don't relate to today, but the Rambam is going through them. These are all listed in Moed Katan, because it was much more normal in those societies. Halacha Dalet, Zroim Shlosh Shasum Lifnei HaMoed. So let's say I have plants that I didn't water them before Chol HaMoed started. Okay, this may have some more practicality. Lo Yishka Memoed. So you can't water the plants because they're going to need a lot of water, and that's going to be a tircha yisera. Now, again, it doesn't mean like those little tiny canisters we use to water plants today. But nonetheless, again, he's talking about a situation where a tircha yisera would emerge. I'm allowed to go ahead and actually change the direction of a river from, let's say, one way to a different direction. And I can open up a river that's been dammed up. Right? If I have, let's say, a cistern or a trench that belongs to an individual, right? So if I need them, okay, I'm allowed to clean up what's inside and seal off those areas, seal them off so that they're waterproof or watertight. But I can't dig a new one. So again, let's say I had a leaking cistern. I can caulk up the areas of the cistern that are leaking on Chol HaMoed. The Konsum Masoch on Mayim, I can also bring water into a previously dug cistern on Chol HaMoed. Afi She'enot Tzarech Lahen, even if I have no need for it. The Osin Nivreches HaMoed. So Nivreches is like a very tiny pool that they used for Pishtan. I can actually create that on Chol HaMoed as well. Okay, Lachahei. Moving along, getting into, let's say, animal issues. Achbarim shehein mafsidnes eilonos sadenos amamoid. So let's say there's mice, and this definitely has practical application today, not for mice, but for other things. If there are mice that they actually can destroy certain types of trees, sadenos amamoid, you can capture them amamoid. Okay, that's not a problem. Okay, besteha ilon sad kedarcho, right? And when it comes to, let's say a tree in an orchard, right? So let's say I own an apple orchard, and it turns out there's a certain animal that would be very damaging to my trees. So I want to make sure it's not around. So what do I do? What's the normal way to capture this animal? Kate said, "Chover v'tola matsuda." So what do? You dig a hole and you hang a net, just like they have like in the movies. You dig a hole and you have a net, and it captures it. Vim haisa stay halavan, okay? But let's say it's a field that hasn't been plowed yet. Snucha l'sada ilan. That's next to an apple orchard. Sudden osam besad alavam beshinoi. So in the unplowed field, you'd have to use a shinoi in how you capture the mice. Kadeshali comes to the sada ilam beacharua, because you're preventing it. Your objective is to prevent the mouse coming from the unplowed field into the apple orchard. So what do you do? What's the shinoi? Ketzad sad beshinoi. Not that big of a difference. Noed shvud baaretz umake bekordom. So what do? You take like a shvud is like a spit. Here it means like a small shaft, a stick. You knock it into the ground, and that's it. Of Archach Minasco, Benimsa Makoma Guma. And what do? You take that out, and then you have like a little hole over there. And again, I guess the idea is that little hole will be the area that captured the mouse. Okay, let's do one more. Halacha Vav, Kosel Gina Shenafal. All right, so let's say a wall that's at the end of a garden falls. All right, Boneu Maisa Hedjot. So you're allowed to rebuild it in a non-professional way. Or I can go ahead and put up a getter divider using kanim, which are reeds, or other things of that nature. V'cheinim asa ma ke legag, if I made a fence for my roof, which you're chayav to do, bona osa ma'isa hedja. I can do it as long as I do it in a non-professional way. Aval kosel chatzer shenafal, boneu kedarka. But if the kosel that's separating out my chatzer, let's say, from the outside world, or let's say within to keep prevent hezek ria, in those cases I can rebuild it the normal way. Vimhaya goha sosra neyasakano boneu kedarka. But let's say I see the wall is in a state that it's starting to come apart, and if I don't take care of it soon, it could fall down and hurt somebody. In that situation, it is permitted to go ahead and shore it up on Chol HaMoed itself. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll.